Well, I really appreciate how you set the stage for what's important. I really do. And I have to tell you all that this was a really special invitation for me for a lot of reasons. The Northwest Ford Truck Association is how I got started in the industry. And so being invited to come up here and talk with you all, the first thing I wanted to do is say thank you. Because the last 10 years, we're having our 10-year anniversary in December of our first dealership that went live, and that was in Northern California, but immediately we had one in Seattle, and Don, thank you very much, Portland, yeah. And I just wanted to take a few things and go over it with you. I'm gonna go through a quick timeline of the journey, because I think the journey is the important part. I have some exciting news to share with you tonight, and then we'll talk a little bit about what's going on in the industry, because I find it really stimulating and exciting, even though I know it's really tough right now. So in 2007, I met Joe Hughes through a friend of mine who was printing Ford Pros magazine and asked if I would help with the magazine. And it was my first time seeing this industry. I came from another industry which was a really sad, terrible industry. I spent almost 20 years in the cable television industry. It was the culture was just not very good there. And so when I met all of you and learned more about the work truck industry, I fell in love with it. Hard-working, salt of the earth, backbone of the U.S. economy. And they'll tell you anything. I mean, we're talking about, communication and stuff like that. That's really important. I went to my first work truck show in 2008, right? Fell even more in love with all of the cool trucks and vans. In 2009, Joe said to me, hey, I'm not going to find a plumber's truck. When I have a customer that comes to me, I have to get on the phone and start calling people. And I said, there's a thing called the internet. Give me a couple weeks. Now, you had to do Boolean searching then. You had to know how to do it. But give me a couple weeks, and I'll figure it out. And 2 months later, I'm like, how come I can't go online and search for a plumber's truck or a dump truck? And then I started doing some research. I did a four upfitter journey across the US. I went to Adrian Steele, Redding, I went to Monroe, and I went to one other, I'm blanking right now, but I went and watched the manufacturing, which by the way, I love manufacturing. I went to the plant in Sandusky. Oh, that was my best day ever. I just learned that two things. Bad year to try and talk people into investing in things, right? 2010. But a great year to understand that there was an opportunity to change some things and make it better for everybody. And so we built a prototype of a way to help dealers actually show their customers what their products were and make it searchable by the use case. Because guess what? The VIN's there, but nobody keeps track of what the body is and what the finished vehicle is. And so first thing we did is we said, hey, let's tell them that you're in the business. We sell work trucks. Let's put a button on your website that says that. So when a customer comes, they know right away. But then let's really dig into it. And let's help them search for what they're looking for. And that's when our iconic vocational carousel was developed, our filters, and then the ability to actually show for the first time the full upfit configuration details and actually make sure that the pricing is accurate too, right? All right, so then in December was our first dealership. And so by the end of 2013, we had 18 Ford dealerships, bless their hearts, with us and giving us feedback and helping us understand how we could continue to help them. Because that's the other thing too. I kind of found out that I fell in love with dealerships too, because each of the dealerships are kind of like their own little entrepreneurship, you know? And I'm a serial entrepreneur, so, you know, I really felt like I kind of understood. Then by 2015, we were up at 260 dealers. There were new things that we had built into the platform, listening and trying to help. But the thing that I wanted to point out is that that was the year that we said, you know what, technology support is not what we need. We need customer success managers, people who are dedicated to be available to talk to the dealer, hold their hand. I mean, remember, I'll tell you, in 2013, the average age of a commercial salesperson was 65. They didn't even know, no offense to anybody in the room, they didn't even know how to send emails, and thank God they had grandchildren so that at some point they got smartphones, right? All right. Now, by 2017, we had about a little over 500 dealers, and we started doing helping as much as we could in other areas. So those of you that are upfitters, you know that, hey, how do you find out if the dealer still has your stuff on their lot? You get in a car and you drive there. And I'm like, no, that's not good. Why don't we help the dealer by telling their supplier when they've sold something so that they can get together and restock, or at least figure out what worked well and what didn't? And we started aggregating all the inventory and putting it onto what we call a locator, which, for example, you can see here, we have, these are just some of the upfitters that have a locator, which is, if you're brand loyal and you go to the Knapheide site, you want to look for a Knapheide vehicle, you're going to find it on a dealership that's got it in stock. And so it helps everybody. It helps the buyer, it helps the dealer, helps the upfitter, right? By the way, I like technology for what it can do for you. That's why I get excited about technology. So in 2019, we had heard more and more and more from dealers that they really wanted us to help them get the right kinds of leads. Even though we converted leads, traffic that came to their site, we converted them better than anything ever, because of course we were helping them find what they want. But they wanted, you know, leads from across the world or down, you know, they had specialty vehicles. And so, we invested significant dollars, we built a marketplace, and we launched it at the end of 2019. Some of you have probably seen this. It changed the way that people can find vehicles. It changed the way that people think about it, because it was the first time that there was structured data, searchable vehicles, transparent, and somebody can just come and find it without a whole bunch of layers of what I would call classified advertising laid and trying to get you to look at things that maybe you weren't interested in. So I'm really excited. This grew very quickly. We have a really great track record now of providing leads to our dealers. I'm very proud of that. And then I don't have 2020 up here. We all know that 2020 was a tough year. We spent 2020 talking to every one of our dealers to see if we could help them communicate to their customers what their circumstances were with COVID. Some dealers were closed. Some dealers had to work remotely. Some dealers just needed to tell customers that they were taking care of cleanliness, et cetera. In every one of them, we built a page that talked to their customers about what was going on, and all this technology that we built helped them work remotely. But here's what I saw. I saw that it was going to affect our inventory levels for 2021. So we started working, and we launched some things last year that I think were really not only critical, but they told our dealers how important we see them, that we want to think ahead for them, that we want to help them. So I'm going to talk with you briefly about VAST, which stands for Vehicle Acquisition Search Tool, Easy Order, and Commercial Business Intelligence. So VAST is really, a private channel for dealers to find commercial vehicles that are being remarketed, used commercial vehicles. We started with just a couple of rental companies, but now we've got Manheim, Smart Auction, Ryder, some finance companies, some other rental companies, and more to come. Because you have customers that are need things. Like, you know, we've talked a little bit about this, that maybe where I wouldn't have bought a used vehicle before, I have to buy something because I need to get through the next year. So we now have, I think we're over 55,000 vehicles that are available on the back end. This is just available to dealers. These aren't being shown to customers at all. We also launched Easy Order. And I love how we were talking a little bit earlier about how customers expected to just be able to go to the dealership and you know, find a vehicle. And that's not the case. And we knew it wasn't going to be the case. So we created a way to tell, we made a page that said, it's not going to work that way anymore. And you need to start planning ahead. And we're the commercial department that can help you with that because we care about you. And the first version of it was just simply that, with a lead form. But then last year we launched it with some drop downs. And then a few months ago we added, it's now a structured data base, and it's got some fitment involved in it, so they can't stab themselves in the eye or whatever, right, by picking something wrong. And also we have now a whole suite of reports, because to me, that's what data is all about. How can you see into the future? How can you see what's been working? What is it that could help you? Now, all of these things, by the way, we move pretty quickly. We're very an iterative group. And so version one is version one, you know? And so we then listen. So any dealer here that ever wants to get involved in giving us feedback or talking with us about what would help them, please let me know, because that's what we're trying to do, is help. And then we have some great, exciting news for 2022. We've been selected by Ford Direct to be a certified and one of their very first partners in the new marketplace that they've just launched. We built two packages, or bundles, I guess I would call them, that are specifically certified by Ford Direct for all Ford and Lincoln dealers. It was announced about a week and a half ago, and I'm really excited about it. And part of what drove this and what we put in this package that is really unique is what we call CV Showroom. So when you stop and think about it, forms are okay. They're better than nothing. So Easy Order is okay, but I'm not like that. I don't like to fill out forms. I like to look at stuff. I like to pick things based upon how I see them and what I want with them. So CV Showroom is this first version, is a smart digital catalog. And when I say smart, it's smart because when we turn it on for a dealer, it knows what that dealer has sold in the past. And so they can decide whether they, and it has days to turn and all sorts of things around it, so they can look and say, hey, those are the top things that I sold. I want to keep selling them, but you know, maybe I want to try something new. And so again, this is all early stage, very new. But we believe that it's the future for you, that as inventory starts coming back, that you're going to want to be leaning into talking to customers, helping them plan ahead. And so this is the future, right? Ford is educating, driving engagement, and creating a dynamic digital shopping experience. New products that dealers will be able to sell, and services that they will be able to provide to their customers. I was just in Sandusky again last week. I was at the Commercial Vehicle Upfitter Summit. And I will tell you, the Ford team hit it out of the park in their OEM presentation because they're expanding how they think about things. They're understanding, like Ford always has, that when the times are tough, that's when you move forward. So, dealer opportunities, focus on market growth, right? And like I said, I just really want to say thank you again, because I've enjoyed the heck out of the last 10 years, and it's all thanks to you guys.
Okay, well,